yesterday. It started off, we got a little of everything. It started off as snow, and when I got up at 5:30 in the morning to let the dog out, it was snowing. By 6 o'clock, it was mixing with sleet. By 6:30, it was freezing rain. By 8 o'clock, it was all rain, and then it went back to a little snow, and we got just while it was raining, we got on my rain gauge, we got 1.37 inches of rain. And, you know, we've been in a drought condition here for several months, so that's, you can't complain about it, I guess, other than everything is now all ice. Currently 19 degrees. The next 3 days are going to be really, really cold, and I believe New Year's night and the next night is supposed to dip a little bit below zero. Not looking forward to that. But we get into a little bit of next week, and it looks like mid to upper 20s and then teens at night, so that's not too bad. We can live with that. Would like to have more snow, though, because I really would like to go skiing, and that's not happening yet. Unless I travel to 2 or 3 hours to a ski resort where they make snow, and I've done that before, but I'm not really into traveling that far just yet if I don't have to. But anyway, that's what's up here in Maine, and I'm going to turn it back to you, Jack. This is KC1VQS. Have a great rest of your afternoon.
All right, Paul, have you had a chance to look ahead to Thursday, 24 degrees and snow? Have you looked at Thursday's forecast yet?
No, I haven't. Earlier, a couple of days ago, I saw it and it was just cold, but hey, that looks pretty good. And I hope that happens because my wife has Thursday off and she won't have to travel. And that would be a perfect day to have snow. So I'm hoping we get a few inches that will help our local ski area. I've got one, that's the ski area I learned at as a kid. That's still going, but they don't have snowmaking, and they're trying to work up to get it, but they depend on Mother Nature, and they've done really well with limited resources for what they have, but that's really convenient just to drop in out there for a little bit and come home something close to home. So for their sake, I'm hoping that we do get enough snow so they can open. Back to you, Jack, KC1BQS.
All right, well, there's some kind of sledding or skiing or tobogganing opportunities coming your way, so it's not going to last too long. Well, it could, well, a few snow showers Saturday, snow showers Sunday. Well, depending on where you're going, how far you're going out, you know what, just spend the rest of the day pulling and prepping everything you need. That way you'll be ready for the new year and the new snow. Good to hear you there, Paul. All right, you take care, have a great time, and Happy New Year. We had N7BGJ drop by, Rod, with an aisle, great to hear from him. Let's see who else is out there, anybody else, for the Noon Net.
Hey, Sierra Papa Alpha, I was wondering how much it costs back in Maine for downhill skiing.
All right, I've got Rich on the list, I've got Bob on the list. Bob, stand by, we're going to get your question answered pronto. So, KC1VQS, what's a day pass at the ski hill there, Paul, in Enfield, Maine, or somewhere close where there's an actual ski venue? What's the day pass cost?
Jack, it varies depending on where you are. The local ski area that I go to a lot because it's close by is called Mount Jefferson, and it's located in Lee, Maine. And their day pass is $30. It's a small little mountain. They don't have a chairlift or snowmaking. They just have a T-bar, a surface lift. But it's nice, and they do a really good job with grooming. It has some really nice trails. And a lot of nostalgia there for me because I think I was 6 years old, and my parents put me in a ski school out there. And my wife grew up out there too, so we have that in common. The other one that I really like is called Big Rock, and it's in Mars Hill, Maine, It's up in the northern, it's what we call Aroostook County. It's up in northern Maine. That's about 2 hours away. That's kind of a bigger mountain, and their day passes are $60. But they do that's a really nice and challenging mountain to do, and it's one of my favorites. But you go over in the western part of the state, maybe you've heard of Sugarloaf USA, Sunday River, some of those places, they're up to 120 for a day pass for on their regular rate. Some of it might be 130 now, but I know last time I checked a couple of years ago, it was like 120. So we don't go over there. I've been before when it was a little cheaper, and I would like to go again, but I'm reaching that age where during the week and it's not a school holiday, I can get some pretty good discounts. So someday I'll be able to return over there and have it a little